Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. The Mashpee Wampanoag tribe is one step closer to building a casino in Taunton. The tribe and the state have tentatively agreed on terms for building and operating a resort casino. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis has seen outlines of the compact and joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, Steve.
So, I guess the first question, what's in the compact?
Well, a little background first. Because the tribe is a sovereign nation, they aren't subject to the state's new gaming law. So the state and tribe have to come up with their own rules. And under this agreement released today, the state would get 21.5% of the gross revenues from the casino. That's less than the 25% mandated by the state law for regular commercial casinos. And the money is supposed to pay for the impact of the new facility. The other big thing is that the casino will be non-smoking, just like the other casinos in the state.
Now, how does the agreement compare to details that other states have with other tribal casinos?
Well, as far as revenues are concerned, it's pretty close. In Connecticut, at Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, they give 25% of their gross revenues from slot machines to the state. And slots are where they make most of their money.
Now, who's going to be regulating and overseeing the casino in Taunton?
The tribe would set up a special tribal gaming commission made up of tribal members, and that would be the first layer of oversight. And then on top of that, the state's new gaming commission would also regulate the casino. And the state would have jurisdiction to prosecute any crimes there just like they would at other casinos. And that's how it works at Mohegan Sun, Foxwoods, and other tribal casinos.
Mm-hmm. So now that the compact has been reached, what happens next?
The tribal council is meeting now in Mashpee. They may vote on the compact tonight. If they approve it, the governor will sign it tomorrow and turn it over to the legislature for a vote. But after that, the tribe still has to get the land in Taunton taken into trust by the federal government so it becomes sovereign. That process could take years. But under this tentative agreement, the state pledges to support the tribe's effort to do that.
Okay. Thank you very much. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.
Thank you.